This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. Former President Donald Trump is acquitted during his impeachment trial. The U.S. Senate acquitted the former president of inciting insurrection at the U.S. Capitol last month after he urged hundreds of his supporters to confront lawmakers. The attack happened as Congress was certifying that the president had lost last November's election to Democrat Joe Biden. The former president released a statement Saturday welcoming his and adding his movement has only just begun. After the vote, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell delivered a scalding denunciation of President Trump in a speech from the Senate floor. He called the former president morally responsible for the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. And in his vote earlier Saturday on Trump's impeachment, McConnell voted not guilty because he said a former president could not face trial in the Senate. By voting for acquittal, McConnell and his fellow Republicans leave the party locked in its struggle to define itself after President Trump's defeat in November. Vast numbers of people all over Myanmar are ignoring orders against demonstrations and marched again Sunday. They are protesting the military takeover that ousted the elected government of Aung San Suu Kyi. Large demonstrations were held Sunday in the major cities of Yangon, Mandalay, and the capital, Naypyidaw, as well as in far-flung areas dominated by ethnic minorities. Protesters in Yangon again rallied outside the Chinese and U.S. embassies, while other protesters carried signs urging people to boycott businesses linked to the military. More on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. A universal vaccine to combat all variants of the coronavirus. The Telegraph newspaper reports British scientists are developing such a vaccine that would combat all the variants of the coronavirus and saying it could be available within a year. The British newspaper says scientists at the University of Nottingham are working on a vaccine that would target the core of the virus instead of the spike protein that current vaccines work on. Targeting the core alleviates the need to frequently adjust existing vaccines as the virus mutates. The Telegraph said proteins found in the core of the virus are far less likely to mutate, meaning the vaccine would protect against all current variants and would theoretically have greater longevity. Kosovo residents are voting Sunday. People are heading to the polls Sunday in an early parliamentary election after the country's constitutional court invalidated the vote to confirm the government formed by the Democratic League of Kosovo, or LDK. More than 1,000 candidates from 28 political groups are competing for the 120 seats in the legislative body, 10 of which belong to the Serbian community and 10 to other minorities. Some 1.8 million people are eligible to vote. Sunday's vote is held against an economic downturn caused primarily by the coronavirus pandemic. Kosovo has reported more than 64,000 COVID-19 cases and more than 1,500 deaths. Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga called for those affected by the strong earthquake that hit off the coast of northeastern Japan late Saturday to be on alert for aftershocks in the area. Suga said during a news briefing on Sunday, there was no threat of a tsunami. The Japan Meteorological Agency said the quake had a magnitude of 7.3, raising it from a preliminary magnitude of 7.1. The Japan Meteorological Agency said the quake was centered about 55 kilometers beneath the ocean, changing it from the earlier estimate for 60 kilometers. About 100 people were injured, according to the public broadcaster NHK TV, mostly spraining their ankles while falling on stairs and getting cut by broken glass. China refused to give raw data on early COVID-19 cases to a World Health Organization-led team probing the origins of the pandemic. One of the team's investigators made that statement to Reuters Saturday, potentially complicating efforts to understand how the outbreak began. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.